Thanks, Pavle. The Czech Republic is currently on course to adopt the euro in 2010, though there are still risks regarding its ability to meet the exchange rate and inflation conditions for adoption, the OECD said this week. At the same time, the organization praised the annual assessment process the Czech authorities have put in place to guide the timing of euro entry. If this year's report advises against the first step, which is joining ERM II in 2007, that would mean it's also against plans to join the euro as early as 2010, said the OECD.
Inflation in the Czech Republic accelerated to 3.1% last month, partly driven by high prices of foods and vehicle fuels and an increase in lump sum costs for fixed line telephones. However, analysts say inflation probably peaked in May and should fall sharply in the summer.
South Korean carmaker Hyundai has finally set a date for the start of construction of its new plant in Nosowice, North Moravia. The first sod will be turned on December 10th, the company said this week. Hyundai's first European plant should go into operation in October 2008.
And staying with cars, Czech car makers and their subcontractors saw a 25% increase in year-on-year sales in 2005, the head of the Association of Automotive Industries said this week. Over 600,000 cars were produced in this country last year, and cars accounted for almost 20% of total exports.
So it's hardly surprising, then, that Škoda Auto was the country's biggest exporter in 2005. That's according to figures released this week by the Czech Top 100 Association. The company's exports were worth over $6.5 billion last year. The second biggest exporter was Unipetrol, followed by the chemical group Agrofert Holding, coal company OKD, and Siemens Group Czech Republic.
Meanwhile, Škoda Auto, which has just launched its Roomster model here in the Czech Republic, is to produce a small sports utility car based on its Yeti prototype. A spokesperson said the new vehicle would be aimed at young people. The company is also planning a new version of the Škoda Fabia, but not this year.
And finally, Czech distillers Rudolf Jelinek, famous for the plum-based Slivovica and other types of fruit brandy, saw revenues rise by a whopping 40% last year, according to figures released this week. Jelinek, which has a dominant position on the Czech market, said a lot of this increase was down to exports. The company, which was founded 70 years ago, sold over 6 million bottles of spirits in 2005. It expects sales to rise by 10 to 15% this year.